Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This morning, two cases of a new Omicron variant detected in Queensland, believed to be the first of their kind in the world. Plus, 44 people catch COVID at a Sydney pub trivia night. Novak Djokovic signs on to play at the Australian Open. A woman dies after her car is swept away by floodwater in Brisbane. Evacuations and homes under threat in WA as bushfires rage, and more countries sign on to a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. A new mutation of the Omicron variant has been detected in Queensland, believed to be the first of its kind in the world. Two travellers in hotel quarantine tested positive to the virus, and genome testing later confirmed their infection is Omicron-like. But authorities say it's too early to tell how different this infection might be. Three new cases of Omicron have also been detected in New South Wales, bringing the total there to 34. There are fears for people who attended a trivia night in Sydney's Inner West last week. 44 cases have now been linked to the event held at the Oxford Tavern in Petersham. It's unknown if any of the cases have the new Omicron variant. Anyone who visited the venue between 4 and 10pm is considered a close contact and must get tested immediately. The Moderna vaccine has been approved as a booster shot, the TGA signing off on its use for people aged 18 and over. Until now, only the Pfizer jab was being used as a booster. You can get yours 6 months after you've had your second dose. Novak Djokovic has registered to play in the Australian Open, named on the main draw entry list despite his refusal to disclose his vaccination status. The Victorian Deputy Premier has made it clear if he's not vaccinated, he must have a valid medical exemption, saying there's no loophole for high-profile players. Seven-time champion Serena Williams will miss the tournament, saying she isn't where she needs to be physically. The 40-year-old hasn't played on the women's tour since June last year due to injury. A woman has died after her car was washed away by raging floodwater in Brisbane's west. Emergency services were called to Pullen Vale late yesterday afternoon. A police water rescue team spent several hours tracking down the woman's car, which had also been crushed by a fallen tree. The 75-year-old's body was found inside. More countries have followed suit after Australia announced its officials won't attend the Beijing Winter Olympics as part of a diplomatic boycott. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra with the details. Good morning, Taylor. The UK is the latest on the list.
Good morning, Jodie. Yes, now a growing list of countries to join a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games in February next year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing that while athletes will still attend, Australian diplomats and politicians would boycott the event, saying it was in Australia's national interest. The protest at China's trade embargoes and over human rights concerns following a breakdown in the relationship with Beijing in recent years. But China has lashed out, with the Canberra embassy saying Australia's decision goes against its expectation to improve relations. Its foreign ministry more pointed, saying no one would care if they came or not. Australia joining the United States, New Zealand and now the UK in this diplomatic boycott. The Australian Olympic Committee saying while they welcome the decision of the federal government, the biggest risk posed to athletes at the moment is still the COVID-19. COVID-19 pandemic. Jody?
Okay, Taylor Aiken, thank you. Lives and homes have come under threat after two separate bushfires broke out in sweltering conditions in WA. Residents near Margaret River were evacuated and a tanker brought in when a blaze tore through bushland. Another fire kept residents on edge at Lower Chittering, northeast of Perth. The warning for that blaze has since been downgraded. A man whose job is to protect pedestrians has been charged with running over a man with his car in Sydney's northwest. A father and son confronted Stuart Plaskett at a red light, accusing him of swiping their car. The 54-year-old, who works as a lollipop man at a school, becomes increasingly agitated, then appears to accelerate.
Got some scarring, grazing. It was a lot deeper here.
Really, really scary, because when I looked at him on the left, it was just rolling over the car, and you can imagine.
He's been suspended from his job and charged with driving furiously and causing bodily harm. Officers racing to an emergency became the emergency at a Perth intersection yesterday. A police car sent rolling through the street as pedestrians hurried out of the way. Shocked witnesses ran to help, prying open the door as one by one two policemen crawled from their overturned car with just minor cuts from broken glass. The van driver who hit them had the green light, but witnesses say a bus was blocking the view of both vehicles. A 5-million-year-old fossil found at a Melbourne beach is raising new questions about evolution in Australia. It was discovered 100 years ago and stayed hidden until now.
This tiny fossil rewrites the history of an entire species.
5 million years old and all the way in Melbourne, so in completely the wrong place.
Found at Beaumaris Beach 100 years ago, hidden away at Melbourne Museum, until a young paleontologist took an interest.
It's just absolutely amazing to finally be able to share this work.
Scientists thought pig-nosed turtles evolved in the Northern Hemisphere and only travelled to Northern Australia a few thousand years ago. That's now up for debate.
It's extraordinary. James's little bit of puzzle piece adds that knowledge to a broader spectrum of evolution as we know it today.
It's not the first significant find in these waters. In 2016, an amateur fossil hunter found a 5-million-year-old whale tooth.
New finds are being made every single week down in Bayside that are changing the way in which we view the evolution of entire groups of animals.
The perfect spot for fossil hunters, both amateur and professional, to find their own piece of history.
As long as there are fossils in the rocks, there will be fossils rooting out onto the beach for people to find.
Rachel Ward, 7 News.
Doctors say not enough Aussies are getting their skin checked now that summer's upon us. Melanoma is the most common form of cancer for Australians aged 20 to 39, claiming one life every 6 hours. The good news is, with early detection, almost 90% of the cancer can be cured with surgery. But unfortunately, the pandemic has seen a drop in the number of people getting skin checks, down by 18%. We're being encouraged to book in as soon as we can. They're the toys that you don't want Santa leaving under the tree this Christmas. Seemingly harmless, but potentially deadly. Most are cheap imports, and inspectors have been raiding retailers in a bid to keep them away from children.
Toy testers pounce on pop-up shops.
Good, how are you? I'm Karen, I'm Fair Trading.
Fair Trading officers have launched Operation Safe Toy.
That one seems okay.
Stripping shelves of hundreds of Christmas presents, simply too dangerous for our littlest consumers.
That can cause obstruction and children can die if they don't get medical attention.
Secret warehouses raided and dodgy toys seized.
They come in container loads from overseas. They're mass produced, they're not made properly.
They can strangle, choke, injure and even burn with small or brittle parts and button batteries that can be easily accessed.
So a child can just flip open the battery compartment, swallow the battery.
Miserably failing to meet Australian standards, over the next few weeks, no stone will be left unturned.
So you're looking at receipts, book, checkbooks.
Under Australian consumer law, if you're caught selling unsafe toys, you can be fined up to $500,000. Corporations can be fined up to $10 million.
While Fair Trading's focus today is on pop-up stands and stores, more than 70% of complaints from consumers are about toys bought online.
you have the right to your money back. As for dodgy dealers...
We know who they are. We are shutting them down.
Serena Andaloro, 7 News.
The controversial film Nitram has taken out all the major categories at this year's Actor Awards in Sydney. The movie about the Port Arthur massacre won Best Film, Best Director and all 4 acting prizes. Russell Crowe and Rebel Wilson were among the big names who attended, with Rebel sharing a somewhat colourful story of how she and Russell first met.
I was a young actor, I was like 19, and he was sitting there having dinner with Nicole Kidman at STC, and I was like, oh my God. And I went up to them and I was like really nervous, and he turned to me and he looked me right in the eyes and he just said, off.
Eric Bana made history winning favourite actor for The Dry. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading 83 points lower. The Nasdaq is slightly higher. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX also lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed 405 points higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng also up. The All Ords finished 102 points in the green and the ASX 200 ended the session 92 points higher. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,784 an ounce. Oil is nearing $73 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying almost 72 US cents, 81.63 Japanese yen and $1.05 New Zealand. There's some promising news in the fight against COVID, with new data showing 3 doses of the Pfizer vaccine is an effective defence against the Omicron variant. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. The head of Pfizer says the 3rd dose is key.
Morning, Jody. Yes, he does. In fact, this follows laboratory experiments on blood samples by partners Pfizer and BioNTech of their very important vaccine. They say in press releases released overnight that there is 25 times the number of antibodies for those who've had that 3rd or booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine when compared to those relying on just the 2 shots. So 2 conclusions, essentially, from this work. One is that those with a booster shot are relatively well prepared to deal with exposure to the Omicron variant. Those without a booster shot, though, according to the companies, may be exposed. Here's Pfizer's CEO.
Well, these are very good news. Preliminary, because we are waiting to see more data, more accurate data. But so far, looks like a 3rd booster improves dramatically the efficacy of the 2.
This on a day where a separate study suggests that the world, including the US and 195 countries in all, remain dangerously unprepared for future pandemics. Jody.
Okay, Tim Lester in the US, thank you. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologised for a video which shows his staff joking about a lockdown Christmas party at Number 10. The PM told Parliament he shares the people's fury and has ordered an inquiry into the matter.
I apologise. I apologise unreservedly for the offence that it has caused up and down the country, and I apologise for the impression that it gives.
The Prime Minister's adviser, who was filmed joking in the video, has resigned. India's top military commander has been killed in a helicopter crash. Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat, his wife and 11 others died when their chopper crashed in foggy weather. The military helicopter had just taken off from an army base when it came down in a forested area. The Indian Air Force has ordered an investigation into the accident. Germany's new Chancellor Olaf Scholz has been officially sworn in, bringing to an end Angela Merkel's historic 16 years as the country's leader and 31 years in politics. Scholz was confirmed by the German parliament, where his 3-party coalition has a majority. A man's been charged after setting fire to a 15-metre-tall Christmas tree outside Fox News headquarters in New York City. The tree outside the News Corp building in Midtown Manhattan went up in flames in the early hours of the morning. A 49-year-old man, who police say is homeless, was arrested on charges including arson and trespassing. Experts are pondering a new mystery of the universe after China's lunar rover spotted something unusual on the surface of the moon. During its travels, the rover took a photo of a strange cube-shaped object on the far side. It's too far away to see clearly, so the rover will spend the next 2 to 3 months getting closer to the object to try to verify what it is.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To sport now, and Australia couldn't have asked for a better opening day of the Ashes at the Gabba. Mitchell Starc bowled Rory Burns with the very first ball of the series, setting the tone for England's innings, in which they were all out for 147. Pat Cummins took 5 wickets in his first innings as captain. Rain washed out the final session before the Aussies could face a ball. Coverage of day two starts after sunrise, live on Seven. In the Big Bash, an early Hurricanes assault had the Sixers floundering at 5 for 39. Sydney skipper Moses Henrique salvaged the innings, his 73 guiding the men in magenta to a defendable 144. With the ball, the Sixers were much more impressive, Jordan Silk pulling off a spectacular boundary save as Hobart failed to chase down the target, falling 14 runs short. The Scorchers got their season off to a winning start, beating the Heat by 6 runs in Perth. Tonight, the Strikers play the Renegades at Adelaide Oval, live on 7 and 7Mate. Melbourne City's stuttering start to the A-League season is back on track. The reigning champions were winless in their last 2 games of the season and struggled to fire against Perth Glory. Nathaniel Atkinson came off the bench to snatch a goal and the 1-0 win.
Here's a chance, finally! Nathaniel Atkinson nods in the opening goal with just 2 or 3 minutes remaining.
Sydney FC scored twice in extra time to book their place in the FFA Cup quarterfinals with a 2-0 win over MacArthur. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a deepening low in the east with a trough extending over Queensland and into the northern tropics will lead to further rain and thunderstorms, heaviest over eastern Victoria and southern parts of New South Wales. A trough over WA will trigger showers and storms while maintaining heat. Around the capitals today, a shower or two in Brisbane with a possible storm, a top of 32 degrees. A few showers in Sydney heading for 24. A few showers a top of 20 in Canberra. A shower or two windy in Melbourne, a top of 19. Partly cloudy heading for 18 in Hobart. Partly cloudy and 22 in Adelaide. Mostly sunny heading for 36 degrees in Perth. And showers and a likely storm, 33 in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, the 9th of December, 2021.